Well, as you may know, the International Court of Justice issued a ruling on July 20th ordering Senegal to prosecute without further delay Hissène Habré or extradite him. So we're asking Secretary Clinton to raise the matter with Senegalese authorities who have recently agreed with the African Union to create a special court within the Senegalese justice system to prosecute Mr. Habré.
What is the new president, Macky Sall, what is he in the process of doing as well?
Part of his campaign was about fighting impunity, both domestically and internationally. And the Hissène Habré case falls within that fight. So he's taken steps to investigate corruption committed in Senegal and has also taken steps to bring Mr. Habré to justice.
What kind of message will this send if indeed he is brought to justice?
It would send a tremendous message in the fight against impunity in Africa. It would be the first time that a former head of state is held accountable outside of the international context. As you know, Charles Taylor was, of course, convicted earlier this year, but this would be the first time that we'd see essentially a domestic prosecution against a former head of state in Africa.
I know Hissène Habré has been living in exile for the past 21 years. Where exactly is his location in Senegal?
Habré has been living in Senegal since 1990 when he was pushed from power by the current Chadian president. And he has been living actually in a seaside villa. He's under surveillance, we understand, by the Senegalese government, but he is living freely and has not faced judicial proceedings in Senegal.
Would this take a large majority of the international community?
The international community has played a pivotal role in pushing for Habré to be brought to justice. In 2010, they agreed to help finance his trial, and unfortunately, Senegal then walked out of talks with the African Union in terms of finalizing the court that would try Mr. Habré. But now that that agreement has been reached, we're calling on the international community and on the United States in particular to support efforts by the Senegalese government and to provide substantial contributions to the government as it moves forward in trying to set up this court and trying to bring Habré to justice.